We continue with our tafsir of Surah Al-Dhariyat, which is the 51st Surah of the Noble Quran. Now towards the end of verse number 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people of Jannah, and many of the ulama of the opinion that this was the description of the Sahaba, that كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. They used to sleep but little at night. The greater part of the night was dedicated to the Tahajjud Salah. Abdurrahman bin Zaid bin Asim rahimahullah says that one member of the Banu Tamim tribe said to Abu Usama that we do not find that quality amongst us that Allah has mentioned about the righteous, that they were كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون, they used to sleep very little at night, and we on the contrary قليلا من الليل ما نقوم, very little in the night we stand in Tahajjud. And Abdurrahman says his father responded by saying, طوبى لمن رقد إذا نعس واتق الله إذا استيقظ. Glad tidings for him who sleeps away when he feels sleepy and exercises righteousness when he's awake. That is, does not do any work that is contrary to the Sharia. So to get closest to Allah, one needs to complete the faraiz and then the sunan and then the nawafil. And that is how you continue gaining closeness to Allah. But what becomes the main barrier in that is your sins. The disobedience to Allah then creates like a hole in a bucket. So if you do less good deeds but you remain absent from sin, that would be better than doing abundance of good deeds and continuing to perpetrate sin. After spending the entire night in Tahajjud Salah, the Sahaba were such and the righteous servants of Allah such, وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and the hours before dawn, they make the istighfar. Ashar is the plural of sahar. We have sahar or suhoor, the early morning, the sixth part of the night. So, if you look at it, the night is divided, according to many of the hadith, into three portions. And when you talk of the night, we talk of the time from sunset up until the crack of dawn. That is the night. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would divide the night into three portions. And then what he would do is, for the first half of the night he would sleep, and then one third he would remain awake, and then sometimes one sixth that remained he would take a short nap, according to some instances. And sometimes he would take a short nap just after Fajr time came in. The Sahaba would stay for a large portion. So if the night is two-thirds, more than half, they would stay awake, and at last, one-sixth, they would dedicate it to istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is amazing, that after engaging in worship and exerting yourself and really striving for the sake of Allah, and then after all of that, you don't, you know, say that, ah, I did my share now, I can take a nap. Rather, you are now concerned about, will it be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In that pre-dawn period, one needs to seek forgiveness. Also, it is narrated in the hadith that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu descends every night to the lowest heaven when the last third of the night remains, and he says, is there anyone who is repenting so that I may accept his repentance? Is there anyone seeking forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there anyone asking of me so that I may grant him his request? This is obviously an allegorical expression. When we say Allah descends, it means that his special focus is on that part and that his dua is accepted. So this is the people that the real men of Allah, that after doing your best, you turn to Allah and say that, Ya Allah, we could not fulfill our worship as we ought to. There's so much shortcomings. Overlook our shortcomings. Have mercy upon us. Because a person can get deluded by your own abundance of worship, that it makes arrogance, and that should be, that is the contrary result to what we really desire from our worship. And together with that, the servants of Allah are that, those people, وَفِي أَمْوَالِمْ حَقٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, in their wealth, there is a share for the beggar and the deprived. Mahroom refers to the one who is needy but does not go around begging. This means that apart from zakat, the person should voluntarily set aside part of your wealth for the beggar and those who are needy. And particular attention has to be paid in this regard. And here it is referred to as an incumbent duty. We spend, we need to give those who ask of help, and we need to consider that as a responsibility. We have different types of worship. Now this is the worship, the monetary ibadat. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. And in the earth are signs for those who have conviction. In the preceding verses, Allah spoke about the infidels, the rejecters, and their evil traits. And now, those who have the correct traits and qualities. And amongst the good qualities is to look around and take admonition, to ponder on the signs of Allah, to reflect on it. That all of this are indications of the boundless power of Allah. And if skeptics even look at this with an open eye and a clear heart, it will result in them being guided to the right path. So this is what we need to look around. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah says that they ponder on the realities of the heaven and the earth. Allah's signs include what Allah has placed on the earth. The various plants, animals, valleys, mountains, deserts, rivers, oceans. Allah created man, different colors, languages, different abilities, capacities, different skills. All of this. Look in yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. That look within yourself. There are so many things to reflect on. Out of the numerous signs of Allah's power, which are present everywhere in the universe, including in the heavens and on the earth, we can look at everything and we can look at ourselves. Man is required to look at his body, his limbs, his organ. Every single part of the body testify to the divine wisdom of Allah. It will make you realize that you're just a small speck in this huge universe. That human microscopic sperm and egg, the entire process of it coming together, it's an amazing phenomenon. It's made up of food. And then through the food we have the sperm that is established itself, and it then makes its path into the wife's womb. And then more material added to it, and it changes to a red clot. It then becomes a lump of flesh, like a piece of meat with no form. Then it takes shape. The lump changes into bones. Then the bones get flesh. Then it is taking a shape. The head develops, the arm, the chest, the stomach, the thighs, the legs, the feet. And then you have a wonderful brain under the skull, which complicated with mental abilities. Allah sends an angel who breathes a soul into this body. And after completing the entire creation, it is brought to its perfection. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ. Allah is blessed, the best of creator. That we can look within ourselves, we can look around us, and this ought to take us to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And within yourself, will you not see? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. And in the heavens is your sustenance, and whatever you've been promised, that your sustenance has been promised, you cannot enumerate. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ. By the oath of your sustainer, the sustainer of the heavens and the earth, this is absolutely truth, just as you are speaking. There is no doubt whatsoever that what we're saying and what we're warning you about will come to be. It will certainly come to be. And all of these things that we've mentioned are proofs of that. May Allah grant us the understanding.